Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, now we are $4,646 short of our goal. We got to raise $4,600 tonight, folks. We got to do it tonight. To continue to stay on the station you're listening to us on. We have 50 minutes. We got to raise almost $100 a minute. Now, I want to remind you out there that we have, for those that donate $50 or more, we have a new CD, and we have that little red Bible answer book, which is, I think, a perfect Christmas gift. The Word of God, in that little red book, which will help people find exactly the answers to the questions they have on different doctrines and passages and scriptures, is dynamite. $50 or more, you can get both of those. But you have to ask us. If you don't ask us and tell us you want them, then we won't know that, and we won't send them to them. So you got to ask us when you send in your pledge. Let us know. All right, we will be. Let's go back to President Trump.
It's because everybody sees what a bad job has been done during this 2-year period, and it will be a 4-year period. Everybody sees that. It will be much easier for us to do what has to be done. We will immediately tackle inflation and bring down to a level that it was, you know, we were at zero, but actually the best number is 1%. Do you know that? You don't want it really zero. But we were at zero. We actually got it to exactly 1%, the perfect number. One thing every economist agrees, don't have it zero, have it like at 1%. They even say 1 to 2, but I said, let's do 1. And we had it at 1%, and we had it there for a long period of time, and we had the value of the dollar. We had it so that this country could make a lot of money. And I fought other countries where they devalued their dollar, they devalued their currency, whether it was the pound or whether it was the yuan or the yen. And I used to fight like cats and dogs with the leaders of other countries because they were stealing from us. When they did that, they had artificial devaluations of their currency. It's a very important thing. I haven't even heard it mentioned in 2 years. That's a very important thing. It's very hard for us to compete when they do that artificially. And they had to pay a big price when they did it. And they never really did it for very long. I said, we're not going to do business with you anymore as a country. And they believed me. And they let it go back up. Instead of putting America last, as the Biden administration has done very, very openly and bravely, because I can't imagine saying, let's put America last. I think it takes courage. We will again put America first. Every policy. Thank you very much. We do love our country, isn't it? That's why we're here. I didn't need this. I had a very nice, easy life. This is something I didn't need, and a lot of you people don't need either. But we love our country, and we have to take care of our country. We have to save our country. Every policy must be geared toward that which supports the American worker, the American family, and businesses, both large and small, and allows our country to compete with other nations on a very level playing field, which we never had until I came along and the Trump administration came along. And now we're losing it. They're moving back into China. They're moving back into these other countries. It's horrible. That means low taxes, low regulations, and fair trade, much of which I've already completed, but now will even greatly enhance. Other countries should pay for the privilege of coming into the American marketplace. They have to pay to come into our country and make all of that money, take it away from us. And thanks to the Trump administration, still the best and the biggest country in the world is what we have. We have the best and the biggest. If you remember, for many years, you can look in your projection books, China was going to take over from us as the largest economy in the world in 2018 or 2019. I said, I don't like that timing. And I was with President Xi, who's now president for life. I call him king. He said, no, I'm not the king. I said, yes, you are the king. You're president for life. It's the same thing. But I said, President, President, you can't do these things. You can't. Remember, they had China 25. That means China was going to take over virtually the whole world economy by 25. I said, that's not a nice sign. I don't want that sign. They took it down. They took down the whole slogan. Probably will be coming back at some point in the near future. But I found it very insulting. I said, I find that very insulting. On day one, we will end Joe Biden's war on American energy. And you will see, when that happens, you will see energy costs come down. And because energy is so big and so important, you will see inflation dropping, 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 dropping. You will see it come down. It's a thing of beauty. And you wouldn't think it's that complicated. Now, what has been complicated a little bit is what's happened to so many other things. I believe originally started by this energy disaster. We were $1.87 a gallon for gasoline, and now it's hitting $5, $6, $7, and even $8, and it's going to go really bad. The socialist disaster known as the Green New Deal, which is destroying our country, and the many crippling regulations that it has spawned, will be immediately terminated so that our country can again breathe and grow and thrive like it should. It's very, very much hurting our country. Germany tried it, you know. Germany tried it. They were up for about a year. Remember I sent to Angela? Remember Angela? Do you remember Angela? Nobody's remembering her now. Angela Merkel, I sent her a white flag of surrender. She said, but why do you send this to me, Donald? I said, Angela, I send it to you because this is a flag of surrender. You are getting 78% of your energy from Russia. And when that happens, history has proven that it's not good for Germany. Just take a look.
All righty, we're back. And here, boy, what he says is right, folks. We're sitting on the largest supply of oil in the world right here in America. And people are losing their homes. You know, it's unbelievable. People are having to choose this winter between heating oil and food. And it's done on purpose because the whole goal of the – and by the way, you have to understand, and I'm not kidding when I'm telling you this, by far the Democratic Party, the Democratic Collective, has adopted virtually Satanism is their religion. And I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you this. It's a religion, and their religion to sacrifice, kill children, pedophilia, bestiality. If God's word, the Bible, calls it an abominable sin, they embrace it, the entire Democratic Communist Collective. Folks, so you've got to wake up. You've got to stand up and fight. And think about your children. Anyhow, I want to think, let's see. Ryan in Michigan pledges 150. Peter in Canada, 400. Chris in Georgia, 100. Thank you, thank you. The phone numbers are open at 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Again, that's 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We have approximately 40 minutes left in tonight to raise about $4,000. We'll be back right after this.
Hasn't been good. What I didn't know would take place so fast. And Germany closed, as you know, all of its coal-powered plants and its nuclear plants. They closed everything, and now they're building coal plants, and they're building them fast. And China's building a coal plant every week. Every week they open up another, and then they talk about all of the things that they do environmentally. They are watching us die with the Green New Deal, with our windmills and with our solar that doesn't have the power to fire up our great factories and our great plants. They are watching us die, and they're laughing as it happens. Remember, economic security is national security, and that's what it is. We need economic security. That is why we will launch an all-out campaign to eliminate America's dependence on China. We will bring our supply chains, which are a disaster right now. You can't get anything. And good luck getting a turkey for Thanksgiving. Number one, you won't get it. And if you do, you're going to pay 3 to 4 times more than you paid last year. But we will bring our supply chains and manufacturing base back home, as we were strongly doing during the Trump administration, and we will systematically bring back wealth, health, and success to the American middle class and to America itself. Please. Yeah, please sit down. I feel so guilty having you stand. No. No, you've been standing for the whole event. I feel very guilty. I don't want that to happen. To every worker and family struggling to survive in the Biden economy with inflation destroying your family and your life, this campaign will be for you. Help is on the way. Joe Biden has abolished America's borders. We are going to restore and secure America's borders just like we had them before. Best ever. We built the wall, and now we will add to it. Now, we built the wall. We completed the wall, and then we said, let's do more, and we did a lot more. And as we were doing it, we had an election that came up. And when they came in, they had 3 more weeks to complete the additions to the wall, which would have been great. And they said, no, no, we're not going to do that. And that's when I realized that they actually want to have this disaster known as open borders. Hard to believe, isn't it? But one of the reasons we had so much success at the border was because of the fact that two things. We got Mexico to give us free of charge 28,000 soldiers. That helps. And the president of Mexico is a great gentleman, by the way. Socialist, but that's okay. He can't have everything. But he's a great man and a great friend of mine. But 28,000 soldiers while we were building the wall. And then when the wall was finished, that's how we set all these records. We have records that nobody can even compete with. Right now, it's a disaster. I believe it's 10 million people coming in, not 3 or 4 million people. They're pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are and where they come from. We have no idea what's happening to our country. We're being poisoned. Within moments of my inauguration, catch and release will be gone forever. Remain in Mexico. Remain in Mexico, which was so important. Everybody came in here. They remained here, and they never left. You couldn't get them. You couldn't find them. I had a policy, remain in Mexico. And if you think it was easy for me to get the president of Mexico to agree to that, it wasn't. But we got it. And they terminated it. Can you believe? So now they come in here, they stay, and we have no idea where they are. They get lost. And it's very dangerous for our country. And again, I'll say, we're going to pay a big price someday for what they're doing. We will begin the process of safely.
All right. You've been listening into former President Donald Trump there, making it official, announcing that he will run for president in 2024. We have another kind of.
All righty. We are back. And folks, the phone lines are now open at 888-281-1110. And again, 888-677-9673. Now think about how in that 4 years that he was off in office, because he did what he said he would do, and America was great because America was good, but America is not good now. America has turned, and people in this country have you've seen them. It's like they've lost. I don't know. They lost their will to stand up and. It's like they've lost their will to fight for freedom, so many of them. Now, I know, believe me, I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that the opposition won this election last Tuesday. That didn't happen. They stole this election. They had the algorithms on. It was set up. We talked about this before. The whole thing was a done deal. You had, well, look, we played clips last night there in New York where you had county after county after county had the exact same number of people in each county, even though some counties have much higher populations than the other, who voted for the governor, folks. That's an impossibility. That can't happen. In Arizona, look. When you have the person in charge of counting the votes, refusing one, to even debate Carrie Lake, two, refusing to recuse herself. I mean, just a decent person would have done that, but Hobbs didn't. And here, and by the way, if I remember right, and I'm checking into this, but I'm pretty sure, remember a couple weeks ago by accident, before a week before the election, by accident, they had Fox News had put the election results up on the air. It came out, and it was an accident, but some people caught it, some saw it. And guess what? It was exactly the same number by which they say that Hobbs won the election by less than 1%. Isn't that strange? The corruption in Arizona is complete and total in that election system. It is completely and totally corrupt. And folks, so you've got to stand up. We can't let this happen to Carrie Lake. She's a lady, a real lady. And folks, we've got to fight. Your freedom is worth dying for. Your freedom is worth dying for. And we've got to stand. We've got to fight. All righty. I want to go say Rick in Cleveland just pledged $150. Thank you, Rick, right? All right, folks, but we're running out of time. We got to hear from more. I believe we're still pretty close to about 4,000 we need. So we've got to step it up. Don't forget, we got the Red Book and the brand new. And that new CD that's out, it's got all of the songs, with the exception of one song. There's one bummer on there. But all of the other songs are the favorites people like the most in here. And, again, the only place you can get them is right here, right? So a donation of $50 or more gets you both the Red Book, but you got to let us know that you want that book. All righty. Some fast articles here. Soros-backed group demands IRS use Johnson's amendment against churches. Remember what I was telling you. The reason that Joe Obama wants to bring in 87,000 new IRS agents, first of all, they want to totally destroy and eliminate the middle class. They want to go after first all small businesses, small or even immediate. They've signed with woke corporations to go after and to eliminate the competition. It's again, they believe that the top 2% of the Communist Party, that's the collective, and those fools in the fake news media, and I'm telling you, they're fools. They didn't learn. You see, the very same thing happened during World War II in Nazi Germany and in Russia, where the media kissed up to Hitler. And when it came time, they told Hitler, you need us. You have to listen to what we say. We are the ones that got you elected. And Hitler's response was, you were so quick to betray your own countrymen, you'll betray me too. And he eliminated them. And the fake news media in this country hasn't learned that, okay? And folks, again, what we're fighting is worse than Hitler. The communists in this country, they're worse than Hitler. If that's because their religion is, Satanism is the religion. They have adopted the Church of Satan as the religion. And you've got to fight it. You've got to fight. So, 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Well, here, a fight that appears periodically about election time in the United States has been resurrected again this year. George Soros-supported leftist group that is demanding the IRS use the Johnson Amendment against churches. Well, first of all, once you receive the 501c3, once you accept the 501c3, according to the contract that you've entered into with the state, you cease to be a church. You become a corporation. The church is the living body of Christ. The church is the living body of Christ. A corporation, corpus, is the non-living creation of the state. You agree when you receive the 501c3 in contract with the state that you are not the living body of Christ, but you are a non-living creation of the state. You agree that the state, not Christ, the state is your head. You agree with that in the contract with the state. Folks, this is why for all of these years we've been telling you not, you know, to get into that 501c3. And people have said to me, Pastor, I'm confused. Why did my pastor, why did they ever agree to that? Well, most of the pastors didn't know. They listened to the lawyers and the accountants. And folks, again, so this whole thing about the Soros back demands, well, yeah, they're going to go after, they'll go after the corporate, those that, the 501c3s, but they will go after the actual churches too. Those are the ones they really fear, the actual New Testament, Bible-believing, God-fearing, obedient body of Christ. They are the Antichrist world system. And folks, you got to get ready. Everything that is happening today is not a mystery. Everything is falling exactly in line. Now, it will all end the way that God's Word, the Bible, says it will end. It's going to end exactly that way. And this is your opportunity right now. If you're alive and listening to me, God has raised you up for such a time as this, and there's something that you can do to run to this race, to place up your crowns in glory, folks, so when you leave this world, you go to a much better place. Or if you haven't received Christ, and if you don't have any fire, if you don't have any desire to go out and stand and run to this battle for the Lord, then you better take a close look at your relationship with Christ, because I'm going to tell you, hell has opened her mouth wide. All righty, let me see. What do we have here? Rick in Cleveland. Do we do Rick? He pledges $150. Lou in Michigan pledges $200. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Lou. We have approximately 27 minutes left. We have approximately 27 minutes left, folks. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Only 1 week out of the month we take it. That gives us actually less than 10 hours. We actually have less than 10 hours. About 9 hours do we have to raise enough money to keep us on the air for another month. And we had to raise, by this time next month, starting with this week, we had to raise $66,000, $66,000 to continue to broadcast coast to coast. And we can't do it without your help. And boy, do we need it now. Okay, here you go. And we bring you stories that you will not hear. And by the way, why did we play the Trump? Well, because you say, well, wasn't that played on Fox News? It was, but I doubt that it would be played at NBC, ABC, or CBS. If they did, they would play just sections of it, okay, and then to go after and try to, well, lie about President Trump, which they have done. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons they fear him, and I've told you this many, many times before, pedophilia is rampant. It's rampant within the Democratic Communist Party. There are horrible things happening within that deep, dark, satanic party, folks. And I know you don't quite understand. It's hard for people to wrap their brains around, but we've been telling you for these years. They are a part. They're all part of the depopulation movement. There's this mindset that they are the elite. They're the elite out there in that you are simply parasites on the back of Mother Earth. And folks, and for that the Earth really should be clean and pristine for them. And you really are not needed. This, and I'm not kidding you, this is the mindset of these people. This is what we keep trying to tell you. You got to wake up. You can't stay asleep. You got to wake up. All righty, let me see. Bob and Marie in Aurora. I know those two. They happen to be very dear friends. They pledged $200. Anonymous and Catton pledges $100. Thank you, Bob and Marie. Thank you, Anonymous. All right, we have approximately 25 minutes left. We got to hear from you. Where's the FBI? Where is the FBI? Well, they're not out there working for you and me, I can tell you that. Stunning recording of Zoom call reveals trainers for Democratic poll challengers saying hired ICU thugs are there to back you up, and a lot of what you'll be doing is ratting out the Republicans, folks. It's an article here by Patty McMurray. 100% Fed Up exclusively. Yesterday, 100% Fed Up shared a disturbing development. Actually, this wasn't yesterday. This was a week, more than a week old. Development related to the so-called security in the upcoming election in Tuesday in Detroit. And so this comes out 2 days before the election. On Thursday, MI GOP SOS candidate Christina Karamu, who is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey, held a press conference where she explained why she joined the lawsuit that addresses the lack of seriousness of security surrounding signature verification of absentee ballots. The state was required to use the Michigan Administrative Procedures Act to promulgate rules for signature verification, and that the SOS guidance information clerks that the signatures were presumed valid, and that any redeeming characteristic standards was unlawful. You know, look, Michigan, Detroit, but Michigan is Pennsylvania, California, New York. These are all states, folks, where the corruption is deep and wide. Their political system, their board of elections is corrupted from top down. And that's just the reality. And that's why so many people want to leave those states. Here in Ohio, I praise the good Lord, like in Florida. And you know what Governor DeSantis did with Florida was very, very smart. He would not allow Merrick Garland, to send in his dirty cops into Florida to try to throw the election. He wouldn't allow it. And folks, we need to do that. We got to bring America back to one nation under God. America, when she was good, she was great. All right, let's see. Jared in San Antonio pledges 50. Thank you, Jared. All righty. Moving on. This is something. U.S. patent describes toxic mosquito aerial chemtrails programmed to spread chemical and biological weapons for killing people. Yeah, that's where we're at in America today. This is an article by Ethan Huff. A patent was filed with the United States Patent and Trademark Office that outlines the future, which is now the present, of chemical and biological warfare. Entitled Toxic Mosquito Aerial Release System, the patent, which was issued as U.S. 8967029B1, outlines a system of spraying for biological, chemical, or other materials using unmanned aerial vehicles operated by remote control. It carries a container holding a central processing unit and a mosquito breeding bin, which is a self-contained volume housing mosquitoes and mosquito food having a toxin suitable to be transmitted by mosquito bites after the mosquito consumes the mosquito food. The abstract further states, a release tube is connected to the mosquito breeding bin and sized to release mosquitoes from the mosquito breeding bin. A valve connected to release the tube is operable by remote control so that when opened, the mosquitoes have an open pathway out of the container through the release tube. If you read our piece from last week about the UFO-like drones that the Russian military recently spotted over Kherson and other parts of Ukraine, then you're already familiar with the technology. It would appear as though it's already in use after having been patented about 8 years ago. Folks, you say, why would people do this? Well, this is where we're at now. This is what our nation has been reduced to. We're here, there, now. And folks, again, if you're alive and you're listening to me tonight, God has raised you up for such a time. If you're a Christian right now and you're listening, this is your turn. God is calling you to run to this battle. It's your turn to run to this battle. Remember, he gave us three missions from Genesis to Revelation. God's word, the Bible, is very clear. It doesn't stutter. The first and foremost is the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. To go out to preach the gospel, teach the gospel, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's mission one. From Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny. Resistance to tyranny. You find it all the way through is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. And so you're called to do that. And see, I've had time and time again people have said to me, Pastor, can you tell me why our pastor doesn't preach the way you're doing it? Why isn't our pastor preaching what you're preaching? I know you're preaching from the Bible. I'm following you along. The fact of it is, the best folks, to see, this is just reality. It's reality. The vast majority of those in the pulpits are not saved. We're living in this time. It's called the Great Apostasy. This is the reality. It's the Great Apostasy. And the vast majority of those in the pulpits today are not even saved. And again, the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as lions. The vast majority of those preachers out there are not. They've been effeminized, and there's a tremendous dearth of courage out there today, a tremendous dearth, and that's just reality. But again, God has raised you up for such a time as this, to run to this battle. What do you do? Well, first of all, I would find an actual New Testament church, and I would go there and find one that's got a pastor that's bold in there, and then support that pastor. But if he's not bold in running to the battle, well, again, the Bible says if he's righteous, he's bold. And God's word also tells you very clearly, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. The people rejoice. Remember under President Trump's how we were happy. You were happy. Now, the wicked weren't happy because they love their sin. But the economy was good. We were making a lot of inroads in the pro-life movement. What Molly Smith did just prior to this program, she was right on. God bless Molly for coming out and telling you about the horrible things that Fauci and these others were doing. And this is why we're here. We're here to fight like Christian soldiers. We need you to help us. And our number here, the phone lines are open. I have about 12 minutes now, right? No, 16 minutes. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We're way behind where we need to be. We're way behind. We still need to make up. We will be here, Lord's willing, right up till midnight after we get off the air, but we need to hear from you. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Okay, Sister Mary pledges 100. Thank you, Sister Mary Grace. Also, Rosita in Michigan pledges 150. Thank you. All righty. So right now we are, let me see, approximately 3,300. We're 3,300 we need to raise. 3,300 more. And we've got, 15 minutes to raise 3,300. That means 200 a minute or more, folks. But again, we'll be here till about midnight. Once we go off the air, you can still call in. We got to hear from you. All right, moving on. Here's what the Republicans need to address before 2024. This is an article by the World News Daily staff. and analysis of the midterm election results this week, which likely will give the Republicans the majority in the House. Yeah, it did that just a little while ago. Leave the Senate split almost evenly and divided governorships between the parties has pinpointed what the GOP needs to do before 2024. One of the things we need to get Carrie Lake, we need to have a recount, and that and she needs to be the governor. But the other thing, we need to make sure Herschel Walker gets in into office. Again, you notice how close these, how many of these elections were so close. And again, the whole thing was set up. The numbers were decided before the election. Basically, remember, they have the algorithm. Final candidates who can reach out to both Country Club and MAGA members. Did you hear that? Find candidates who can reach out to both Country Club, that's the Rhinos, and MAGA members. Develop a message for young and female voters and begin to take advantage of early voting. That is the verdict from John Solomon. Why couldn't we go back to the way it was when it used to work? You know, where you vote on Election Day. You vote on Election Day, and only the military and those that have to be out of town where they can't go to the polls could get mail-in. But, and let's go back to paper ballots. Why can't we go back to paper ballots? It worked, right? If it's not broke, don't fix it. All right, we have Janet in Virginia pledges 100. Thank you, Janet. Anna Marie in Massachusetts pledges 50. Thank you, Anna Marie. So we're getting down there, folks. We're down about 3,150, about 3,150, I believe, is where we're at. And again, we've got about 12 minutes to go before the end of the program. After Tuesday's result, it appears that the Republicans are on the verge of taking the House majority and the Senate. It's possible either party will control by probably a single vote, depending on yet unresolved campaigns. That never should have been that way. The Republicans should have picked that up by 4 or 5 votes. Again, everything was rigged against us. And this time, I believe if we can get Trump back in, we can clean up the swamp. It's got to be by state. You folks out there in your states, you've got to do like we did here in Ohio and like what they did there in Florida. We'd let them know, no uncertain terms, you know, we wanted fair elections. If you're out there in Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, you're in states, folks, where it is so corrupt. I mean, it's just unbelievably how corrupt it is. Your entire board of elections, I mean, I guess I don't have to tell you. You're living there in it. All right. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The CIA's directors, here's an article here, again, by, this is the World News Daily. God bless World News Daily, for doing what they do. CIA directors, former think tank, hired experts from nonprofits controlled by Chinese spy agencies. The article is by Philip Linzisky from the Daily Caller, the News Foundation. An elite Washington, D.C. think tank has employed individuals who've worked for front groups controlled by Chinese spy agencies, a Daily Caller News Foundation investigation found. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace has employed over a dozen individuals who've worked in a range of capacities in China-based nonprofits set up or co-opted by Chinese intelligence agencies, including the Ministry of State Security and the intel arm of the People's Liberation Army. These individuals have served as experts in various policy areas, including international relations, American politics, and nuclear policy, while working at both the think tank's D.C. headquarters and in Tunisia University Center in Beijing. Moreover, not only did Carnegie employ the majority of these experts while current CIA Director William Burns was president of the think tank, but according to the nonprofit Current Records, Carnegie still employs individuals working for Chinese intelligence front groups. Again, we have to run to this battle. America is hurt. America is bleeding. America needs you, and we need you tonight to help us stand there so we can continue to bring you programs like we're bringing you tonight and information like we brought you tonight. But something even much more important than what we're telling you here. Look, here's reality. And my hand right now is resting on reality. It's God's word, the Bible. Now, everything out there that you're hearing today, and just about everything in this radio program someday will be forgotten. This is reality. The Bible tells you in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, it talks about the end times, how knowledge will be increased. We're seeing that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 gives you a whole litany of signs of the last days. It tells you when you're very close to the Lord's return, and they're all here. Every sign is, for the first time in all of history, are present. So it's not, you know, you have people, these young kids who are simple-minded, these college children, the snowflakes, and you know, they're pitiful. They're simple-minded. They think that God's word and God are fantasy, and what they're living in is reality. No, folks, listen. Let me think about this for a minute. Their reality is people that don't know what a woman is. Their reality are drag queens. Their reality are trans species. Their reality, they don't believe. Folks, many of these kids don't even know what continent they're living on. When you ask them, what continent are you living on? They don't know. And so many of these children, when you ask them, what country did America fight in the Revolutionary War? They don't know. Now, this, and I'm not kidding you, this is reality. When asked, what nation did America fight against during the Korean War? A number of them didn't know. Did you understand? During the Korean War. These are kids where their parents spent tons of money sending them to school. They're supposed to learn something. Now, this is not good. It doesn't have to be that way. But let me tell you, as much as I'm in favor, you know, of working to get Donald Trump reelected, folks, something much more important than that. And that's the three missions to reach people. You've got to stand up boldly and not be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no time for you anymore to remain silent when you should speak up. There's no time for that. That's gone. You need to speak up, and you need to take your stand now. Let me see, where did I leave off? Charlotte in Ohio pledges 50. Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Jack in New Franklin pledges 24. The phone lines are still open. I've got 5 minutes left. 888 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We're nowhere near our goal. We're only halfway there. Again, we'll be here till we're going to be here till midnight. You can take your calls, folks. The phone line shut off then. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. We don't have much time left. Now, I know somebody says, well, you know, there he goes again. I actually had a guy tell me that I love your radio program. I listen to you start preaching about getting saved and salvation. Do you understand what he's saying? The most important part of the program, everything else in the programs, you know, that we do a lot of research. I mean, and we're all volunteers. We're all volunteers. But all of what we do, like all of what you hear out there today, someday will be forgotten like yesterday. It'll be gone. Only what happens when you leave this world, when you enter into eternity. What God's word, the Bible, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but my words will never pass away. My words will never pass away. That is all that will never pass away, folks. That's the reality. Gail in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Gail. So for all of you listening out there, and it's very important too, I know some of you are shy. You say, I'd like to witness. Would you please? I get letters all the time. Please pray for the salvation of my family. Please. Well, yeah, we'll do that. When you write us these letters, we sit down, and believe me, we don't miss one. We pray for them all, even if it's a stack a foot high. But folks, you need to be praying too. And you say, well, my family, I try witness to my family. Well, folks, even the Lord Jesus had to raise himself from the dead before his own family. He told you that a prophet is not, okay, recognized and honored amongst his own. But you can go out and witness to other people's family. And let me tell you how God is a merciful and an honorable God. And if you go out, and if you're faithful, and if you're witnessing to others with the gospel, don't you think God will send someone to witness to your family too? I think so. And so, that's what you need to do. I know we're running up the clock tonight. We're starting to run out of time. But for all of you out there, if you have not yourself listening to me, I know a lot of you listening to me, and you know, it's an amazing thing how people can hear this radio program night after night, hear the gospel being preached, and they like the information part of it, but they don't, well, they run out of tomorrows. Many of them will run out of tomorrows. Again, the most important part of anything we do is bringing you the gospel. Tonight is the acceptable night. Right now, tonight, if you have not received Christ as your Savior, folks, what you need to do is what the Lord Jesus said. You need to call upon the Father, pray. Repentance is necessary. Repentance is necessary for salvation. Ask for forgiveness of your sin, and then ask for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. And you need to do it while there's time. Now, I've actually had people say, Pastor, I did that. I prayed, but I wasn't. I'm not sure that I how much I meant it. Well, if that is the situation with you, you need to do it again. You need to pray and ask the Lord again to forgive your sins. Again, the time will come. when nothing else at all will matter to you. And you say, well, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that, you know, I put my family before myself. I care more for my son or my daughter. Listen, the time will come when the only thing will matter to you is your personal standing, your personal relationship with the Lord. That's all. That'll happen. And so, again, if you have not done that, let tonight be the night, the acceptable time to receive that eternal life. Again, you pray to the Father. You ask for forgiveness of your sins. You call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. And again, remember, he said he has to be number one. The Lord says you have to put him before your mother, your father, your sisters, your brother, and yourself. You've got to put him before everyone. Remember what he did for you. He put you first. He took your place upon that cross at Calvary, folks. And if you'll do that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And you will be looking at eternal life. All right, do we still have time to call at 888-281-1110? That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Remember, we're volunteers here. We don't do this for any money. In fact, it costs us a lot of our time and our efforts and our work. We do it because it's the right thing to do. We do it because God's Word, the Bible, demands that we do this. And so, folks, again, it's very difficult, it's very hard to stay on the stations that where you're listening to us on tonight. And we have to fight. I mean, fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross to do this. But we need your help. So that's why we're calling upon you tonight to help us out. 888-281-1110. You can still call tonight, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I have now less than 6 hours for the rest of this week to raise the money that we have to stay on for the rest of this month. So we're coming towards the end. How much time do I have? Alrighty, we're coming to the end like we do this time every night. So, have a good night. God bless. And remember, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.